Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Indiana nativity scene goes to the Court of Appeals. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, we filed our opening brief in the Federal Court of Appeals, known as the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. It sits in Chicago, but it governs surrounding states such as Illinois and Indiana and others. And it was a situation, Holly, that comes out of Indiana, where a federal judge ruled against the nativity scene display at the Jackson County Courthouse. Now, we represent Jackson County, Indiana. This particular case is one that has really potential Supreme Court issues in two particular aspects. One, standing, which we'll talk about, and two, the very merits of the case, whether or not this is contrary to the so-called Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. This is the legal issue that we have in the case. But here we have a situation where for many years, Jackson County Courthouse has displayed this nativity scene. Now, let's just set the stage here. When we call it the Jackson County Courthouse, it used to be the actual courthouse.
Right.
It's still called the Jackson County Courthouse, but it's not the courthouse.
They don't use that one anymore, right?
No, they have
a
new
courthouse
in a different location that is nearby, but it's a completely different courthouse.
But they still put the display in front of it every year.
Yeah, and it's still called the Jackson County Courthouse, but it's the historic courthouse. And what is transacted in that building is just administrative things. It's not something where the general public would need to go to, like you have a real courthouse where they might go there for different kinds of legal or other local issues. This is not a place, Jackson County Courthouse, that we're talking about, that people from the public go to. Right. So you would have no reason to go there unless you're working in that particular building. So that is where this holiday display is located. And it's only up between after
Thanksgiving
and the new year.
Right. And they've historically put it in front of that courthouse. And, you know, it's a nativity scene and has other things, a Santa Claus, a sleigh with reindeer, Christmas carolers, and lights as well. It's something they've done every year as a tradition.
Yeah. And they have all kinds of, it's a ongoing tradition. So here you have this woman. She is a lesbian. She has divorced her husband. And she has had to go to Jackson County, but not to this courthouse. Maybe one time or so. I don't know. It's not really relevant because that's not why she ever comes in contact with this. In fact, she's never had to come in contact with this nativity scene.
So she couldn't really be offended, so to speak, by it if she never even sees it.
No, what she does was she reads something in the media because this organization on the other side challenged this particular nativity scene by writing a letter, and it hits the media. So this woman actually reads about this in the media. She lives in a different county. She doesn't live in this county. She has no business in this county. She doesn't transact business in this Jackson County courthouse, and it's really not anything for the public anyway. She has no reason to really be there. So what does she do? After the suit is filed, and we find out that she's never even come in contact with it, she is instructed to go drive there intentionally, to drive intentionally during this one-month period when the nativity scene is up. So she can say, oh, I've seen it, and I'm offended by it. So that's the only single contact. That's the only time she's ever seen it in person, when she intentionally drove there because we were challenging her standing in the litigation. Now, you can't just create an injury to yourself by intentionally going to someplace. It's a completely different situation. If something were continually displayed, for example, inside the courthouse, the actual courthouse, and she would have to go there, and then you alter your behavior because you don't want to go there, That's at least one of the criteria for having an injury in this context, that you alter your behavior because something is there that causes you to change your behavior, change whatever it is that you're doing.
Sounds to me like she could be a pawn in this situation.
She's a pawn. Yeah. She just wants to challenge it. And this
atheist
organization just wants to take it down. And here's the other problem with it. They're not just objecting to the nativity of the display. They're objecting to the whole display. So here's what the judge did, Judge Tanya Pratt. She ruled in favor of the plaintiff. She doesn't live in or work in the county. She does not transact business in the Jackson County Courthouse. The building no longer hosts court proceedings, as I said. They're now conducted in a different new courthouse. The judge wrongly found that the plaintiff actually has standing, despite the fact that she's only seen the nativity once, and she did that intentionally just so she could say she saw it.
And there's no evidence she even drives by the display when it's up.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
She has no standing.
No, and in fact, if you read her deposition testimony, oh my goodness, you read her deposition testimony about whether she's ever been there, she stumbles and stammers, and she doesn't remember when she's ever been there. And amazingly, the judge actually quotes that statement, the stuttering, stammering statement, where she can't remember if she's ever been to see the actual nativity scene. She actually quotes it. Then she says, well, she has standing to bring the case. So the Supreme Court is already reconsidering or has been giving out signals that it wants to reconsider the standing cases in these Establishment Clause cases. Why? Because in any other case outside the Establishment Clause, you have to have a real injury in order to actually file suit. You can't just be offended at something, because then that would open up, you know, any kind of lawsuit.
Right. And this display is constitutional. It has religious and non-religious symbols. That means it's constitutional.
Yeah. So we not only have a standing issue to take up to the Court of Appeals, but then when it got to the merits of the case, the second point, whether it violates the First Amendment Establishment Clause, she said that it did. Now, amazingly, the Supreme Court just recently issued a decision in the case called American Legion.
Right, the Peace Cross, right?
Yeah, the Peace Cross in Maryland, in which they upheld the Peace Cross in Maryland as constitutional under the Establishment Clause challenge.
Right, it's a Veterans War memorial up there.
Yeah, and it's a large cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's very visible, mm-hmm. and it was challenged, and the Supreme Court upheld it under the Establishment Clause. But instead of analyzing and applying that case, oh my goodness, she gives a couple of sentences to it and says, you know, I'm not sure it really is applicable here, and then she just moves on. She moves on to three different kinds of cases at the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, and she finds that it fails one or two of those particular precedents. She finds that it passes some, fails others. It's a very flawed decision. It's just unbelievable. It is actually written ideally for an appeal and even set up ideally for a potential Supreme Court review.
That's, you know, let's talk about Lynch versus Donnelly, where the United States Supreme Court held that such a nativity scene, just like this one in Jackson County, was permissible to display on public property.
Yeah, a 1984 case by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court said in part, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche, or the nativity, at the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other places, and while the Congress and legislatures open sessions with prayers by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. If the presence of the creche in this display violates the Establishment Clause, the Supreme Court wrote, a host of other forms of taking official note of Christmas and of our religious heritage are equally offensive to the Constitution. So this is just one of many cases at the Supreme Court that have already ruled on this issue.
You know, Christmas is about the birth of Christ, and we can't allow a judge like this or any other judges to take away our celebration of Christmas, our religious freedom. We have got to stand for it.
So we're representing the Jackson County officials in Indiana, and we've just now filed our opening brief to the Federal Court of Appeals. The county now will be waiting for the other side to file their answer brief, and then we'll file a reply, and then we may have oral argument later this year. So we'll continue to keep you apprised. Pray for this case, the Jackson County Nativity case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And also continue to learn more about Liberty Counsel and how you can defend and advance religious freedom. Sign up for our emails right there on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.